There's always something to be scared of. But there's no joy without the pain. There's no flying without leaping. There's no rainbow without rain. There's no hiding from misfortune. But there's always room for hope. Life's not one thing or the other. It's a little bit of both. When you see the beauty, day. Tell your worry to be quiet, so your heart can hear the song. 'Cause it's always been around you. It's been singing. Be savored, and the memories to be made, of the wonder to be witnessed, that you might miss if you're afraid. When you see the beauty, don't let it slip.
There you are. Welcome to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host. We just heard J.J. Heller opening up today, singing her 2023 single, Look for Miracles. I've mentioned it before, but J.J. and her husband Dave produced my favorite podcast, Instrumental. Features such guests as Ellie Holcomb, Amy Grant, Andrew Peterson, just to name a few. The podcast is on hiatus right now, but if you haven't listened to it yet, go check it out. And check out JJ's other great tunes wherever you stream. Got a lot of good music out there. And if you like today's table episode, I encourage you to share it with someone or follow Redemption's Table or write a review. We're glad you're here. Let's get started. In the summer of 1969, my family went on a 2-week trip to California. This was the first real vacation that I remember. Occasional weekend trips to Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia or the Smoky Mountains was a part of my growing up, but this was different. This was my first week-long vacation. Actually, it was 2 weeks. My first time out west, and it made a lasting impression upon me. Along the way, we stopped in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, to visit the gravesite of the notorious Billy the Kid and two of his pals, Tom O'Folliard and Charlie Baudry. And I have no idea why we stopped, but I'm glad we did. This week's episode thumbnail includes a Polaroid snapshot taken in front of the curio shop at Billy the Kid's grave. And if you look right below the photo, there's a little compass in the corner, perched on a sliver of petrified wood that I bought at a gift shop at Hermit's Rest in Grand Canyon National Park. As far as I know, that's the only souvenir I still have from that trip. Curios and mementos. I am guessing you have a few of your own. According to Webster's, a curio is something considered novel, rare, or bizarre. Once upon a time, it simply meant souvenir. And a memento is something that serves to warn or remind. Take a look around. Look around you right now, wherever you are. Do you see any curios, any mementos in plain sight? If you were to walk into my kitchen, at my table, I have a small, smooth stone I picked up on a beach in Northern California back in 2022 as a constant reminder of one of my favorite vacations, a trip where I went to see the sequoias and the redwoods. Also on my table is my journal. My son Daniel made a journal cover for me a few years ago when he apprenticed with a leather worker, and it's one of my prized possessions. Hanging in my closet is an Italian leather belt that my daughter Lauren brought back to me on a trip she made to Italy. I think of her every time I wear that belt. And in the top shelf of my antique lawyer's bookcase, I have a beat-up fork found on a ranch near the Santa Fe Trail out in New Mexico that a dear friend of mine sent to me to remind me the best is yet to come. I also have two plastic communion cups in that bookcase from the Sunday after Thanksgiving of last year. It was the first time in several years that my whole family was together in Sunday morning worship. That's hard to pull off often when you live in Alabama and they live in Texas. All of these things are curios and mementos to me. They remind me of something special. They remind me of the special people in my life. This week, I asked several friends and family members to share their curios and mementos. I heard back from a couple of them. My brother Dwight, who currently has laryngitis right now and therefore he's unable to make a recording, he sent me this response along with a photo. Here's what he said. A few decades ago, a treasured friend gifted me with this bottle of mustard seed. I had read the scripture from the gospel accounts where Jesus tells us that if we just had faith the size of a mustard seed, we could command a mountain and it would be moved into the sea. Through the years, this has been the gift that keeps on giving, my brother says. Look how small they are, yet they have encouraged me mightily time and time again, and have become a treasure of my heart. Here's to strong faith and gallons of mustard seed. And thank you, Father, for that special friend who saw in me possibilities and potential. Well, that's from my brother. Another very close friend of mine who I have served beside in many spiritual renewal events through the years, he had this to say.
I'm Jeff Gore, and I want to tell you about a memento I carry with me everywhere I go. It's an honor coin. On one side, it says Okinawa, Japan, U.S. Marine Corps. The other side, it has the sergeant's stripes and says Staff Sergeant. A friend of mine carried this through numerous engagement over several years in Special Forces with the Marines, and he gave this to me in friendship and because of the ministry that I had with him, helping him through some things that he was dealing with. I am so honored to have this. I will carry it with me everywhere from now on. And every time I see it, every time I feel it, when I put my hand in my pocket, I will remember him and the men like him who have served our country. And I'll remember how God can change anyone. and he can heal anyone if we will let him.
Curios and mementos. One of my favorite church hymns is "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." Its lyrics are rich. However, there's one stanza in that song that, unless you're familiar with it, might leave you scratching your head. It's the second verse. It begins this way. "Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home." What in the name of Charles Dickens does that mean? Well, it's a reference to a story. Ebenezer is, but not the one that contains Scrooge. In the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, God's children, the Israelites, spent a long season worshiping other idols instead of worshiping the one true God, the God who had rescued them from Egyptian slavery, the same God who sent his son Jesus to rescue all of us from our sin and restore us to a right relationship with God. In 1 Samuel 7, God's children destroy all their false idols and repent and return once more to God. This takes place in Mizpah. And as the Israelites were doing this, their old enemies, the Philistines, decided to attack them right at that moment. But the Lord God thundered loud thunder against the Philistines as they attacked and threw the attacking army into a panic. They go running off in the opposite direction from the battle, and the children of Israel run after them, catch them, and finish them off. And after all of that, after the battle, a prophet named Samuel erected a stone, set it up on the ground between Mizpah and Shin, where the battle took place, and Samuel named the stone Ebenezer. Well, that's a funny name for a stone. But he named it Ebenezer, which means, "Thus far has the Lord helped us." In other words, from every moment, all of our days before this, right up to this current moment where we surrendered ourselves to the love and the care and the provision and the protection of God, thus far has the Lord helped us. Here I raise my Ebenezer because thus far has the Lord helped us. As Mark Batterson of the National Community Church in Washington, D.C. likes to say, so far, so God. That Ebenezer stone is a pretty big memento. It's so huge, it's a monumento. It's a warning and a reminder. Both warning and reminder are saying the same thing. We need God. He created us. He loves us. He desires relationship with us. He gives us truths and commandments so we know what His best is for us. We have to trust Him, seek His forgiveness when we sin, and then we can exclaim, "Thus far has the Lord helped us. We are right with Him once more." Because my life and your life will not work without Him. Once more, look around where you are right now. Go on a treasure hunt through your home and look for curios and mementos of your life. Look for those everyday Ebenezers around your house, your office, your world, and see them with fresh eyes. Hear them with fresh ears as each one whispers, serenades, shouts the same message over and over again to you. I can tell you what they're saying. Thus far has the Lord helped us. That Polaroid taken back in 1969 in New Mexico, where my 10-year-old self posed for a snapshot, whispers to me, "Hey, Robbie the kid, thus far has the Lord helped you." And those plastic communion cups from last Thanksgiving, they serenade me and say, "Thus far has the Lord helped you, Robert, and your family." Every single item of remembrance in our world, every gift, every souvenir, every photo, every page, every song, you can name it Ebenezer. Thus far has the Lord helped us. So far, so God. Hither, as of right this moment, by God's help, I've come to this day of 2/22/24, or whatever day you happen to hear this. Thus far has the Lord helped me. When you look for curios, mementos, Ebenezers, and miracles, you'll see them every day. Thanks for coming to the table this week. Hope you join us again next time. Until then. Don't let it slip.